This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Mark Duggar, Macoupin County Fair President. And welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Glad to be here.
Mark, we're going to talk about, obviously, the Macoupin County Fair coming up June 23rd to the 28th. This will be the second time now, once the fair gets here, that it'll be an early fair for Macoupin County. And if you'd like to talk just a little bit about this year's event, go ahead and give us a summary.
Yeah, well, last year, moving it into that June date really worked out really well for us. A little cooler temperatures. Of course, the mud last year was always fun to play around in. Especially the kids enjoyed it, I know, a lot. But it worked out well. Again, June 23rd through the 28th will be this year's dates. We've got a great lineup set up. We've made a few changes to the program. Monday is harness racing day, completely harness racing, so we're going to kick off the fair with that. Tuesday will be our traditional queen pageant and the junior miss pageant, and Hillary Garner is our new pageant director, and of course Queen Kimmy Dorzinski will be ending her reign as queen. And let me say right now, Rick, Kimmy has done an outstanding job representing Macoupin County. She was in the top 15 at the state pageant back in January, and we couldn't be prouder of how she's represented Macoupin County and Macoupin County Fair. But Hillary is looking for some new young ladies to take up the reins, and if you're interested in becoming part of those pageant, the junior miss pageant, the contestants need to be 11 to 14 years old, and miss contestants need to be at least 16 to 21 years old. Contact Hillary at 217-502-2173, and she can get you all set up for that. Again, that'll be on Tuesday evening of the fair. Following that, on Wednesday, we've made a slight change in our scheduling. We're going to have the Little Miss and Little Mister pageants that evening. And Alyssa Graham has taken over the reins of that pageant and doing a super job of getting that one all set up for us. Of course, we've got spaces for 30 total contestants, 15 for girls, 15 for boys, and that deadline for entering those kids is April 14th. Alyssa can be reached at 217-827-7156 for entry information. And all of this information is on the website. So you can go to MacoupinCountyFair.org, and all that information is on there for that. And then, of course, Thursday will be the mud drags, Friday will be the demolition derby, and Saturday, the demolition derby, and Friday, the tractor pull. One too many times of saying that. So,
as far as the Queens contest and Little Miss and Miss, people should be aware that there are practices involved.
Practices will start on middle of May, middle to late May for those. And Hillary is going to run hers through the week. And Alyssa hasn't got her practice scheduled to us yet. But, yeah, there'll probably be at least five or six practices to get the kids used to being on stage, talking into microphones. And, of course, the big girls, or we call them the big girls, will get their resumes ready, and they'll do some prepping in that nature. So, yeah, it is actually a month, 6 week project once these kids get started in the pageant process.
How come we moved traditionally for years? It was a Little Miss, Mister, and the Queen's pageant was all on the same night. Just sort of the thinking maybe to separate them?
Well, part of it came about when we added the Junior Miss pageant to the process. For years, the Queen pageant and the Little Miss and Little Mister ran together on the same evening. When we added the Junior Miss pageant, running three pageants on one evening just was not going to work out real well. So that's why we ended up separating them out a little bit, and to accommodate a longer pageant. We didn't want folks sitting in the grandstand for 4 and 5 hours in a pageant situation. So by splitting those up, we've added, and we put a little more spotlight on the little ones too, so they get a little more time on stage.
Now, you've got something new this year that probably everyone should know if they're going to attend, and it's sort of about admission price and what goes with that.
Yeah, we are making a complete change in our admission price. It is going to be $5 per person to get onto the grounds. Now, that includes unlimited carnival rides. $5, you walk in the door, you can ride the carnival all night long. In addition to that, we've come up with what we're going to call a season pass. So for $20... you can get a season pass to the fair that gets you in all five nights. So we're giving you a $5 break on that. And that will get you set up to ride all the carnival rides all night long. The admission for the grandstand is separate, so there will be an additional charge to get into the grandstand. Or if folks coming out to some of the motorsports events need to get in the pit areas, That's in addition to that $5 admission. And all that information, again, is on the website at macoupincountyfair.org. But we've got Trinity Amusements coming back. If folks remember them from last year, they did a great job. This is also the same carnival that Montgomery County Fair uses. So if folks are familiar with that setup, it's going to be very, very similar to what they do.
On the $5 admission, not to sound maybe dumb here, but lots of things go on in the morning, like the 4-H and the cattle shows and things like that. How will that work?
We're going to start in about mid-afternoon. It's either going to be 3 or 4 o'clock. That one final detail is yet to be hammered out. But if you're on the fair for goat show, beef show, swine show, what have you, those types of events, there's no admission to the grounds. We don't start that till later on that day.
Other items that maybe you'd like to pass along about this year's Macoupin County Fair?
Well, I tell you what, we're really looking forward to this year's fair. With all these new changes, we've tried to make a very family-friendly, family-oriented event. So we're inviting everyone to come out. One thing I should say is harness racing. I mentioned that on Monday. We're having it Monday and Tuesday. We'll finish up the harness racing on Tuesday. Another change that we're having out there is in the beer tent, and that's going to be expanded. We're looking at doubling the size of that. We've got two very popular regional bands coming in. That'll be X Factor, which was there last year. They'll be there on Friday night, and a band called Contagious, who is very popular in the Lake of the Ozarks area and regionally around this area. They'll be there on Saturday night. So we're really looking to expand our entertainment opportunities out there and try to get folks with varying tastes to come out. But we're still a very traditional county fair. Agriculture is our base here in Macoupin County, and we want to spotlight agriculture and the activities of all the kids in 4-H and showing their animals and the farm and ag background of the fair.
Will Kids Corner return this year?
Kids Corner will be back. They're working on that. It'll have a little different theme this year. I think they're going more with the dairy theme aspect. So we're looking forward to that aspect coming back. So a few changes, a lot of the same traditional things, but as I kind of jokingly say, running a fair is a practice. You never quite get it right every year, but we still keep trying and changing things to improve and make the fair bigger and better.
And one other note, there'll be no talent contest this year?
Right, yeah. We're not having a talent show this year. Unfortunately, last year we just did not have any interest, so we opted this year to take a break from that, focus on a few other areas. So we'll be expanding our entertainment under the Franke Pavilion to add a few things and to take the place of the talent show. But if there is interest, folks come out to the fair and they're interested in the talent show, please let us know. Lots of directors are out there all the time. You can stop by the office and say, hey, my little Johnny is a really great guitar player. We'd love to see him in a talent show. And if we can get enough interest, we'll be glad to look at that and possibly bring it back for 2015.
And for more details, you can go where?
Well, for more details, you can go to the fair website on macoupincountyfair.org.
Mark Duggar, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.